Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, this just grants a lot of revelation and clarity to things that she may have not been aware of, so that she can be guarded and just see things for what they really are. Ask all these prayers, you fathers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. He's the one that's going to protect you and guide you through these difficult times. You just don't know what's going to come your way, but he does. And he's taking you through certain trials for certain reasons, and you need to understand and trust him, okay, and obey him so you can be ready. Also understanding that once you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because prayerfully these teachings have helped you to do that, you know, be a more fruitful sister, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And you can understand persecution from Bible prophecy, because a lot of the persecution that takes place in the United States is hidden. You don't have people coming to you right away and saying, you're a Christian, I'm going to behead you, you know, or whatever, like it is with things overseas. They just don't like your fruit, okay? But they won't come out and say, I don't like it because you're a Christian, okay? But it's him. It's him. It's the Holy Ghost that they don't like, okay? So talking about the Communist Manifesto, now something, okay, so the way the Communist Manifesto goes is it's basically the proletariat, which is the working class, against the bourgeois, I'm sorry, that's how you pronounce it, the bourgeois, which is the upper class landowner, okay? Now, the spirit and heart behind communism is the same, but like the technical names and the groups can shift, of course, okay? What you need to be aware of is you're already seeing communism. You may not realize it, but it's a shift that has taken place really fairly recently. I don't remember it being like this when I was much younger, where it's like humanity and mankind is joining as one, okay? Saying we need to do this, we need to do that. And once again, this is a response to judgment, okay? God judges the world and man responds and says, we're going to, instead of repenting like they're supposed to, okay, when these things happen, they respond and say, we need to get smarter. We need to handle things differently. We need to pull together and be one. And when we act as one and all follow these principles and guidelines, okay, we're all going to be okay. We can fix our own problems. You're already seeing communism, okay? This is the same basic ideology. It's a belief system where the problems, okay, of what they consider to be the lower class, but it really can shift at this point to anybody who's at a point of disadvantage, okay? If they come together and rebel against those who are doing well, basically, and overthrow them, okay, then they can fix their problems and have a happy life, a utopia, okay? And again, this is relevant to any Christian because you're going to be fine during times of judgment, okay? You're going to be okay because you're not pointed to judgment, all right? You're going to have a hard time going through certain things, but you're not going to go through what the masses are going to go through, okay? So when you start seeing that, okay, and it's already happening with things like COVID, you know, and just, and another big aspect of this is the I don't know if the Black Lives Matter movement is still popular or not, but that's heavily communist, okay? That ideology also is communist, okay? It's the belief system where you don't have necessarily the proletariat and the bourgeois, but you've got minorities, okay, looking at the at white people, okay, and saying you're doing well, okay, we need to fight and overthrow you, okay. It's the same basic principle, okay. I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she reads her Bible from her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, she reads it again, just reads it continuously and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things and see in the Spirit more clearly. Ask all these prayers, you probably send in Jesus' name. Amen.